question. So I think I speak for a lot of women. Where are the men that can't breathe when you talked to us? Couldn't breathe when we were touching you? When you were suffocating when we weren't next to you? Where are those men? Because we want them. We want you to not be able to breathe when we're talking to you because you're so consumed by the thought of us that you are thinking about us and suffocating when we're not next to you. I don't know. Is it too much to ask for? I don't think so.
Without a doubt, those men must be camped out around the block and gasping for air like they just finished a race. Because who doesn't want to be in a relationship where being apart feels like being close to dying? It's clear that the best kind of love is meeting a man who can't live without you, and whose every breath is an effort to be with you. It's not at all unrealistic, or too much. Who needs privacy or freedom when you can be obsessed with something so much that it makes you breathe? It's really not too much to ask for. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're going to see older women are getting desperate to find a man. Allow us to begin right away.
Okay, this is for all my single girlies in their late 20s, early 30s. Where are we finding men now? Because the Hinge pool has a lot of pee in it. Where are we finding men now? Because the Hinge pool has a lot of pee in it. So I'm certainly not finding anyone there. I'm not on Bumble or Tinder, and I don't plan to be. I go to the bar sometimes, but the quality of men there, typically not the best from what I've experienced, but I'm not opposed to it. I go to the grocery store with my hair on top of my head. No makeup, baggy clothes. So I don't think anybody's dying to give me their number when they see me there, okay? So, if you've got any ideas, toss them my way, because I'm 30 and beginning to think that this whole dying alone thing isn't gonna be like a running joke. It's gonna be reality.
Now, where can we find the men? Guys, you're telling me that this woman was 18 years old and is now getting close to 30? She might be in her early 30s now. With all the makeup on, I have no idea. You. Is that true? After all this time, you still haven't found a man? You've had a lot of time to find a guy. There are a lot of guys who hit on you in bars and other places, right? You still haven't found a single one. I'm interested in knowing how many guys this woman has had in her life. Okay, that's all there is to it. She really gets it. The main point is made about 10 seconds into the video. Guys are not up to her standards. What's going on is that this woman is coming out and chasing hot guys. They're all turning her down because she's too manly for them to settle down with. Well, where can I find a man to get committed from? She asks herself next. Okay, but we need to understand that all the other men are invisible because they don't stack up to her expectations. It's okay. I can just go outside and have fun. Okay. Right here is exhibit number 2, right? There's this woman who, I think, quit her husband. This is the woman who is now 30 years old.
Let me tell you what the dating scene is like right now. This man, talking to me, whatever, he goes, what's your favorite fruit? I don't know, strawberry, what's yours? I'm gonna ask the question back. This man says a nectarine. So I sit there, I'm like, what the heck is a nectarine? And so I respond, why do I not know what a nectarine is? And right after I hit send, I'm gonna go Google what a nectarine is because I thought it was an orange. It's not an orange, apparently. And then this man says, I can never speak to you again. Hasn't spoken to me since.
You didn't know what a peach was when you were dating. Or guys might be looking for smart women, despite what most people think.
Rejection story, and no, I am not excited to share this one, and I might cry because I was so excited about this guy. Let's get into it. This was a fourth date with a great guy, and not just like dinner. This was literally like a 15-hour date, preceded by a third date that was about 10 to 15 hours. So we had been spending a lot of time together. Communication was on point. We had talked about making future plans of like, let's go on this trip, let's go to this concert, whatever. During the date, I started to feel a cold sore coming on. And I said several times on the date, I think I'm getting a cold sore. Not thinking I had to explain what a cold sore was. I thought the general public, because 90% of people get cold sores, I didn't need to explain what it was. Later that night, we were talking about it more, and I clarified because he didn't understand what a cold sore was. So I explained where it comes from, how it's very common, what category of viral diseases, I should say, that it's in, which is the herpes virus. Definitely, I could tell, was freaking him out, and there was a lot of tension. And so I suggested that maybe he leave. Mind you, I should mention, this man had a lot going on. I'm not going to get into all of that. But a lot of things that I was like, okay, this is not something I would normally go for, but he's so nice. And like, so kind. Like, our connection feels so good. So there were so many things going on that I was like, I feel like we have a strong connection. I'm going to look past it. And no one is perfect. Everyone is flawed. He texted me this. He can't get past the cold sore situation for most of my life. But I don't know if maybe he heard the word herpes and got scared, because that's a big scary word. But also, to be unforgiving about one flaw in somebody is a giant red flag to me. So I just...
Wow, you don't say. That is...
I just really think, like, we need to destigmatize cold sores just because they're in the herpes category. It's no different than getting chickenpox, shingles, all of those things. It's just wild that people are uneducated about this and unforgiving about it when it's literally not the biggest deal in the entire world.
When they see this woman sitting here and going on and on about this, "I don't care," is what's going through my mind. You are bothersome. That's all I can think of. I like these people. They make every little thing that goes wrong with a man into something like a TikTok dates expose, like no one cares. Okay, then they question why they're not with anyone. In other words, she said, "I will put up with X because he's good looking." This is how it works. Okay? In case you're a guy who women really like, you'll be able to get away with a lot more nonsense, right? You can get away with a lot more. Ladies, if you're a good looking guy, a woman will still want to have fun with you in the bedroom, even if you don't make a promise. You don't have to go on dates with women if you're a very good looking guy. Okay? And a lot of guys are becoming aware of this. It's 2024 right now, when this movie was made. You'll have a heart. I think it will get harder and harder for women to show men that they stay with a guy because he is nice. It doesn't matter what she says with these words, okay? When she says, "Listen, this guy showed me this much respect, was this nice, or had this great of a connection," these things can be used instead of, "He looked really good. How much did he earn? Okay. Did he buy me anything with money?" Yes, you can. You can really start to change the words around.
The biggest ick a man can have is when he calls a girl high maintenance. What he really means is, "I can't afford you." But he's making it seem like it's your fault. Like, oh, she wants to go out for a nice meal. She's not happy with our happy hour cocktails. She's so high maintenance. Bro just can't afford to take you out for a meal. Or when he's like, "Look at the way she's dresses. She's so high maintenance." Bro cannot afford to wear anything nice. Or, "Oh my God, you can't go home yourself. You need me to take you home. She's so high maintenance." Bro can't afford to pay for two cabs. No. Icky, sicky. Continue being high maintenance. Queen, and take it as a compliment.
The queens are back. Look at that. I haven't heard this word since yesterday. You can take care of yourself and be high maintenance at the same time. Okay, that's fine, right? Unless you want to waste money on things that don't matter to you. Or maybe you can't spend your own money being a pain. That might be the only reason you're on TikTok, crying about how guys don't pay for you.
Fill your three holes. Men want to be of service to you. Protect your heart. Just because a guy wants to sleep with you does not mean that he is attracted to you or that he likes you. I once heard the phrase, "Unhealthy men give love to get sex, and unhealthy women give sex to get love." Like my dating coach says, guys are short-term thinkers. They're only in it.
What?
In other words, guys want to marry me. That's some mean talk. She will make you feel bad if you don't promise to be with her. Classy. A true gem. Men, if you don't commit to a woman, you're not a real guy. It would be silly for me to say that a woman isn't a real woman unless she cooks for me, LOL. You know, women would have these girls make these TikToks, and I would have a fit if I went on TikTok and said those things. I wonder if this woman has ever simply thought about the society she lives in and the infrastructure that supports it. If she has, she could then tell me that men only think about the here and now. Please tell your plumber that. Tell the person who put up your walls that. This is what she thinks, so no amount of word salad will help her. If you like the show, click like to let other people know. If you click the bell, you'll know when I add new pictures. Thanks for everything you've done. Do it now. Come back to this page to see more videos of people hitting walls.